Blog Talk Radio.
Compassion may come to all the world, Lord, to all the people, Lord, to whom you have looked upon with mercy and sending Jesus Christ our Savior. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Well, let's get into some music. Okay.
Around. And I'm bound his feet, open his eyes. Cause what once was lost can now be found. What once was dead now come to life. Let the dead man rise, let the dead man rise.
was that girl with a Bible in her hand. The smile on her face, she doesn't get it, I don't understand. The way she walks with her head in the clouds. She doesn't care who laughs, walks right through the crowd.
Darkness up through night, but I'm taking time. towards the light of the sun. Now I'm free. Bring a little love for me. Now, sweet love of mine. It's the morning of a new day. And I thank you, Lord, for everything. Bring a little love for me. Now, sweet love of mine. It's the morning of a new day. And I thank you, Lord, for everything. That you do.
Like a best friend, God wants to count on you to take him inside when he comes by to hear him out, to offer him a chair or something nice to drink as he explains what he wants to tell you. Why doesn't God wait for us to act all holy and sweet before he lands a big one on us? Because if he did, he would seem like we conjured him up. It would seem like our appearance of holiness really worked. But God doesn't get into appearances much. God isn't really that concerned with property or man-made rules or religious overtones. He cares about truth and our character. And character happens right here, right where you are living, friends. Character is what happens in the moment. Either we yell and scream and pout and stomp our feet, or we willingly hand over the reins of our lives. As much as we would love to be able to ring a bell and call God like some heavenly vending machine, God is not at our beck and call. We are to be at his beck and call. We aren't the ones calling the shots. He is. So God speaks when he speaks, exactly where he speaks for a reason. If we need to hear something from him, then he will show up. If we aren't ready for the details, he may stay silent. But since we are meant to do his will, we need to pay attention to God when he drops in and not shoo him away like some figment of our imagination or an irritating distraction. After all, there are cases when God might just speak but once, and it might be incredibly important. If it happens to speak and you're here right in the middle of your favorite movie, are you going to hear him? If you expect him to enter your world at a moment's notice, then you will tune your ears to pick up God's signal. I have gotten words of direction and love from God while standing alone in the kitchen, looking out the window, while making my bed, while working in my office, while in the middle of a conference. What a freedom and blessing those personal encounters from the Lord gave. They completely changed my perspective on God, my life, and myself, and I wouldn't have exchanged those moments for anything. Perhaps you need a touch from God where you are. And take time to remember God in your natural world. Don't be surprised if God wants to do something extraordinary in your ordinary day. Allow him to make the natural, supernatural, and the mundane majestic. Lord, I give you permission to enter my world whenever you wish to do whatever you wish to do in me and through me. Make my ears sensitive to your voice, and my eyes sensitive to heavenly things as I go about my day. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Well, yeah, you see, we've got to give up our ear so we can hear God when he wants to speak to us at any time of the day, any time. We can't just, you know, schedule, do a daily Bible We'll talk to him when I read my Bible and I pray, okay? Guys, he can show up anytime he wants to, okay? Okay, and you just don't know when he's going to show up, okay? So you got to allow your ears to hear him. Amen? Amen. All right. Okay, well, let us get into, okay, the altar call. All righty. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Well, if you haven't, that's okay. Because in a moment, I'm going to give you the opportunity to. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road and never knowing which way to go or which way is up or down? Or maybe you're lacking purpose in your life and you don't know what you want to do, okay, but you need some purpose in your life. Or maybe you're suffering from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you're suffering from something more worse, like addiction to alcohol or drugs, sexual immorality, gambling, overeating. Whatever the issues may be, you see, the Lord can take them away. But in order for him to do so, he's got to know you. If he doesn't know you, the Lord Jesus Christ can't do anything for you. So the question is, do you want to know Jesus Christ tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you into the family of the Lord. And we want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. Amen. Well, let's play a little bit more music here.
Shine like they won't see. Again.
You're so welcome.
I guess we're going to continue on where I remember last night we left. God had created something great. And you can kind of work that into what Ken is going through at this present moment. Ken has created something great in his God's Rainbow Ministry show and wanting to spread the word to others. And tonight we're going to talk about how evil works its way in and can spoil everything, which unfortunately it's doing. So let's move on. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which your Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die, for God knows that in a day you eat of it, with your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God. You will know good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eye, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave it to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened. Now they knew they were naked. They sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. And when they heard the sound of the Lord God coming into the garden in the cool of the day, Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord called to Adam and said to him, where are you? And he said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told you you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat? And the man said, the woman you gave it to me. She gave me of the tree, and I ate. And the Lord God said to the woman, what is this you have done? The woman said, the serpent deceived me, and I ate. So the Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed more than all the cattle, and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. To the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you. Then to Adam he said, because you have heeded the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying you shall not eat of it, cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken. For dust you are, and to dust you shall return. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Also for Adam and his wife the Lord made tunics of skin and clothed them. Then the Lord said, behold, the man has become like one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put out his hand and also take from the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore, God sent him out of the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed cherubim at the east garden of Eden, and a flaming sword which he turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. Now, Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, and said, I have acquired a man from the Lord. Then she bore again, this time the brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he did not respect Cain and his. And Cain was very angry and fell. So the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? And why has your conscience fell? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, and you should rule over it. Now, Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose against Abel his brother and killed him. And the Lord said to Cain, where is Abel your brother? He said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. So now you are cursed from the earth, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you till the ground, it shall no longer yield its strength to you. A fugitive and a vagabond you shall be on this earth. And Cain said to the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear, Surely you have driven me out this day from the face of the ground. I shall be hidden from your face. I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond on this earth, and it will happen that anyone who finds me will kill me." And the Lord said to him, "Therefore, whoever kills Cain, vengeance shall be taken with him sevenfold." And the Lord set a mark on Cain, lest anyone finding him should kill him. And Adam knew his wife again. She bore him a son named Seth. "For God has appointed another seed for me instead of Abel, whom Cain killed." And as for Seth, to him also a son was born, and he named him Enosh. Then men began to call on the name of the Lord. Genesis 3:1-4:15-25-26. So you see, even in the best of times and in the most precious of areas, there's always evil. There's always somebody out there that does not want you to succeed. They don't want you to see your way and your path to God. They want to step in that way and shove you in directions that you're not sure of. All they want in the end is to destroy everything you've received and all blessings that you get. And for that reason, so many crawl upon their bellies like serpents. Now a word of worship from Psalms 2:1-4-6. "Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? He who sits in the heavens shall laugh, and the Lord shall hold them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure. Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion." And as always, I'm going to take off again tonight. I'm going to leave you with a word of wisdom from Proverbs 8:9. "My son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother, for they will be a graceful ornament on your head and chains about your neck." So I'm going to leave you again tonight. I want to say before I go, though, Ken, great, great sermon tonight. I do realize that you read from other people's words, but it's like I say, it doesn't matter who wrote it as long as it's shared. Tonight I heard a conviction in your voice, again, that I hadn't heard in quite a while. Maybe it's your new program setting that you're going to go through. Maybe not. I guess we'll find out.
Amen.
So, guys, till tomorrow night when I see you again, welcome one more time to the new God's Rainbow Ministries, here to spread the faith.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Tony.
You're very welcome, Ken.
All righty. Well, I hope you enjoyed tonight's Bible reading by Tony F. Yes. Let's play some more music, okay?
Even when I didn't think the water would rise. The water.
All right. Let's get into the prophetic word for today. The Father says today, I'm sending forth the word that redefines, reshapes, and remolds your life circumstances. I am causing you to be as one that breaks forth upon the right hand and upon the left. From this day forward, you will be one that walks in enlargement of step according to the power and the presence of my spirit within you. The pillar of fire by night and the cloud by day of my presence is guiding you out of the wilderness experience into the conquest of your personal Canaan. You will hear my voice saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. And you will feel my spirit tugging upon your heart as you make those decisions that uproot you from dry places and bring you into the fullness of my promise. Even still waters and green pastures I have provided for you. Come alongside of me as I come alongside of you. Let your prayer be as in heaven, so on earth this day. The rain of my spirit is falling even now to bring the deliverance, the provisioning, the healing, and the blessing that you are crying out for. The waters and the rivers of my purposes are bringing about a change of course, says the Father, that will change the whole spiritual geography of your life. The enemy is being supplanted, and the walls of adversity are beginning to fall. And those valleys of regret, the dry bones of past disappointments and past defeat are coming together. A mighty army is standing up, and there will be more dismay, but rejoicing and rushing into the seas of the spoils that the enemy has held hostage for so long. This is your day. This is your hour. So begin to move forward in my timing, says God. For I am with you and leading you each step of the way, says the Lord. Amen. Well, this goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. All right. Let's play another song here. Thank you.
and ill before the money. Oh, can't you see you won't let me be? Tears me down, still I'm begging for it. Heart so loud as it beats in my chest. Can't get down, no, we can't have the best of me.
Good night, Doug. I know you're listening. And to the unknown caller of 111, good night. God bless. Okay, thank you for calling in and listening. May God bless you and keep you highly favored. Until tomorrow at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time for another episode of Purpose Gospel Radio. Good night.